Michael Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
Mathematics Simplified, a 1921 book by a William Hill, my grandfather. He's developed this book, but also a system which has some basic wooden block samples. And as we read it, we discover more and more that the museum blocks that I have are the teacher's version. There was a much simpler metric block, which is incredible. So this is 50 years before metric was introduced in Australia. He was teaching this and medical physics ideas, teaching concepts way behind which our current understand or the contemporary current understanding there. And I've read section one, and section two we'll talk about the infant school. He talked about the history of number and some of the children's insight into numbers, how children learn numbers, do's and don'ts. And bear in mind that this is from 1921, so it's a fair age ago. And of course, it's ringing into my head the work that I've done with just spontaneously. I wasn't aware of this with teaching aids and how they've gone and how there is actually a story. And it's not necessarily the success, it's the lack of success. So these have got pushed aside, these blocks were pushed aside. There have been few people who have done theses, master's theses on it. Various people have known about it, but it's a very interesting background to see how this has gone forward to Australia's first computer program, inventor of computer music, and myself, who's looking at the automation of podcasts. So this is brought to you forward here. And you can hear a bell opposite. So I'm in the heart of education. This is part two, part 11. Now, they're actually numbered here, these little sections. The infant school. The school career of many pupils is made or marred in infant classes. Consequently, the work of beginners requires most careful attention. The number work of the infant school forms the foundation of mathematical work of higher classes. So much depends on the presentation of the work. Sir Oliver Lodge, referring to this when speaking of his early education, remarked, quote, "Arithmetic was a mechanical grind of exceeding dullness, instead of being a lively and amusing subject that it might be. The trouble with so many children is that they are allowed to work in the dark. Probably the greatest weakness found in children learning mathematics is the failure to visualize the process. Even in recent years, one finds teachers allowing the use of fingers and stereotype use of a system of dots for numbers, etc., for use of calculation. The use of fingers should be prohibited. The system of dots used only with description." Oh, well, there you go. That's the problem with fingers, is that they're always with you. So that's interesting, that was going in there. Then on the other side of things, we do over-visualize them. So I think with computer-aided ideas, that we have the computer and students don't pull away from the computer. The play way, section 12, page 24. Children understand and remember more readily the facts that they discover themselves. They understand better facts that they discover through play. So this is the entire thing, is I ask questions to students. Typically students at the selective school I work on have been tutored and told the answer, and so they get rewarded from doing it. When you say, look, you're going to have to work it out yourself, they get very frustrated and angry. So games are devised to appeal to the imagination. Care must be taken that these games make the facts clear and definite. Just as the adult loves to choose a game for recreation, so the child should be allowed to choose what number game he wishes to play. It is wonderful how children's interests vary. Parents have frequently noticed the different interests of their children developing along before school age is reached. Different localities, too, provide different interests. Nevertheless, nearness to a zoo suggests to many the playing of jumbos, quote, whatever that is. A local foundry will arouse interest in engines. See, this is so beautiful, that this is the age where people are landlocked, There's no television. But imagine there's no television. 1920, there's no television. Very few cars in Australia. There's roads. And this is a beautiful story. A local foundry will arouse interest in engines, whilst a nearby railway station will make a train appear the most interesting to the little onlooker. A class then becomes a community of different interests. A children are kept busy doing something, experimenting, observing, discovering. What they do is all part of a game with a purpose. They work out their own ideas, record the results, and check them. The facts become real to the children. They obtain them first hand from experience. But it will be noticed that some children advance more rapidly than others. The development of number sense varies from individual, and the provision should be made for children to advance at the rate that best suits them. A bright pupil should never be retarded, nor a slow pupil forced in order to maintain an average advance of the class. In organisation of large classes, the methods should be adapted to meet the different mental abilities of children. Handicap contests will provide children with the thrill of a race and obtain increased speed and accuracy without conscious effort. Well, there you go. There you go. That's something I haven't thought of. That's putting in a handicap. The wise teacher will often arrange the handicap contest so that the slowest pupil may win. An occasional victory delights the child, gives him increased confidence of his powers, and removes the tendency to develop inferiority complexes. And this is what the entire thing we do. We don't use handicap races. This is an important thing I've picked up from reading this book. Before the child commences number work, he plays suitable constructive games that enable him to discriminate colour, form, plane and shape. These exercises develop constructive imagination. Discrimination of colour, form, plane, shape. I don't know what plane shape means. A colour discrimination. One of the first games suitable for little children of 3 to 4 years is colour game. The child decides first what he shall call the cubes. He may call them horses. About a dozen of the white and a dozen red cubes are taken to represent horses. Now, this is an important thing, that these are purely red and white. They're digital counting blocks. So there's sort of an awe when you show them to people that there's these digital blocks, and they're clearly from pre-digital times. 2 yards are built with 10-6. Game is to place the red horses in one paddock, the white horses in another. After 2 or 3 attempts, the child will perform. Game unaided. An intensely interesting test with this game was made when a boy on his second birthday first learnt to distinguish colour. The game may be varied in many ways. The animals may be placed in one paddock and transferred to another with a commercial reason for operation. There's not enough grass for the cows, or these horses were sold. It is not necessary at first to count the animals. Form discrimination. A child loves to build with bricks. His constructive instinct is immediately aroused by the sight of them. Aeroplanes, railway lines, bridges, motor carriages are readily expressed in concrete form. From the building games, the child gains working knowledge of the basic principles of building and engineering. In handling blocks, he obtains a relative idea of quantity. He discovers that 10 sticks is larger than a 1 cube, and the 100 block is larger than a 10 stick, and it's much larger than a 1 cube. He finds, too, that he take up a stick is much clearer, easier quantity 10 of smaller cubes, that is easier to take up a block than a quantity of 10 sticks. Mm-hmm. Okay. Section 15, plane shape. So you've got to understand that these are a set of decimal counting blocks. 1921, red and white decimal counting blocks in units, tens and hundreds. Well, so I've got that one there. With sticks and cubes, the child plans a room or a paddock. The classroom may be planned first, and then 2 adjoining rooms may be added. One simply plans should be given first, but a brighter pupil may attempt more difficult ones later on. Plans of school buildings and grounds and locality showing streets and roads may be built with a little aid or suggestion. Such exercise develops a child's working knowledge of map reading. Okay, build a map with their blocks. This is just astounding. This is one of the interesting things, that we are encouraged to buy specific blocks which can't be rearranged. The work may be extended further to include such geometrical exercise as construction of corners, building or fences in straight zigzag parallel or perpendicular lines making regular and irregular figures representing fields. In constructive games, the child is familiarized with quantities and differences between quantities before he proceeds to exact measurement and counting. It is natural to step to proceed from these games to number work. 16, number. This is section 16. The first steps in number work is to teach the child to count correctly. Counting means more than mere repetition of a number of names in the right sequence, 1, 2, 3, etc. It means more than touching the objects and saying the corresponding name to the quantity touched. The child has to be taught to think of a group that is counted. It sometimes happens that a child fails to grasp the cardinal value number. For instance, he may ask to count some pennies. He may touch each penny separately, repeating correctly the sequence 1, 2, 3, 4, but when asked to show 4 pennies, he may show the 4th penny instead of the group of 4 pennies. The executive side of number work should be emphasized. For instance, after being taught the number 2, the child should be asked to place 2 oranges on a desk and skip twice, clap hand twice, and or play 2 notes on piano, etc. Number realization. The aim of the game with the number realization cards is to give each pupil the joy of discovering for himself the values of 0 to 9. The cube spaces on the cards are arranged to suit. So these are cards and these have been lost. I don't know whether we have them or anyone has them in Australia anymore. The cubes placed on the cards are arranged to suit the observational powers of the child. The child should clearly understand the meaning of the digit, not merely the name. Its symbols representing a quantity. The process of obtaining the idea is gradual by means of a game or symbol associated with the quantity. And this is all coming back to me, all the things I have to do, just the overall structure of things. In large infant classes, the reference number chart may be used. The chart consists of 10 completed realization cards, 0 to 9, much enlarged and mounted with support so that it may be displayed for reference in front of the class. When the chart is used, the symbols on the children's practice cards are eliminated so the child can discover the symbol for himself by reference to the chart. See figure 4. This work of two operations are provided for. Well, let's see if we can have a figure 4, yes. So, okay, the association with symbols, quantity, the association with quantity with the symbol. So these are just, it's just 1, 2 there. This provides, two for further self-activity and makes the chart become a personal part of the child's equipment. This may be found a useful practice to allow symbols to remain on the card for the first few months of number realization. This encourages the work of realization, helps the child to memorize the value through visualization. Then the symbols may be covered in the cards to take the elements of a test. If the need arises for further realization, reference may be made to the child in the number chart. So this is one thing I've picked up as a teacher, is the idea way back from 1921, is the idea of handicap. That is, a prize and handicapped in a group coming home. Okay, now let's go through. Number 1, a red cube, a large realization card 1, and a small card 1 are used. A game is chosen. Suppose it's decided to play horses. The red cube represents a horse, and the red square on the large card represents a shed. The horse is placed in the shed. The figures on both cards are compared and found to be exactly alike. The child places a small card on the figure of the large card, but is not told the name of the digit. He has to discover this. First he finds how many horses there are in the shed and is told that that is how many horses the figure said. Hence he finds that the figure says one horse. And to make sure that he has grasped the idea, he is asked to first show one horse and then show one figure and says one horse. This is repeated for other games in which the cube represents a motor car, train, anything that the child is interested in. After about three or four such illustrations, he's discovered that figure one represents one of anything. Then, with a pencil and a crayon, he proceeds to write the figure one. If he has been made to see clearly the difference between the quantity and the symbol that represents the quantity, he can proceed to discover the value of all digits. It's not advisable to hasten too quickly. Well, that's interesting, and this is the entire theory of number. I'd like to read that book on number again. Figures 2 and 3 and 4 may be mastered in a similar way, and analysis of number 4 proceeds with before all the other digits are introduced. After the child has an automatic knowledge, he finds the fundamental number facts of 1 plus 1 equals 2, 2 plus 1 equals 3, 3 plus 1 equals 4, 2 plus 2 equals 4, and other facts based on the discovered and recorded. This analysis is as follows. And this may sound trivial to you, but this is an interesting approach, a very systematic approach. And here it is. 1 plus 1 is 2. All words get up to 4. And all different number facts. There's a whole heap. You know, 1 is 3 minus 2 is 1. 4 minus 3 is 1. What gets you 1, 2, and 3? I don't understand why. The reason for suggesting a break at the number 4 is that the child can readily see at a glance whether the facts are correct or not. He becomes sure of the work as he does it. The analysis is so easy that it gives him more confidence in dealing with other higher numbers. Mm-hmm. So this is the entire thing. I suppose that's why something I'm taking away is you select a very short front where the contents is low, but the methodology and confidence is big. The analysis is so easy. The mere discovery and recording of a fact will not fix it in the children. Memories of all children. Constant repetition with attention is necessary. In time, number facts are reduced to habit, and this frees the mind from having to concentrate on details. The method of representation should be varied as much as possible so as to maintain the child's attention. Children may make up easy problems from the facts that they have discovered. And this is why you have people do quizzes with people. So, handicap quizzes, all going king. 18, teaching 0. This may be done at any period of work after the first two digits are taught. It should be taught in a humorous way. The difficulty that usually arises from the digit is caused by the child having to learn that it appears to him at first as a contradiction. Something, the sign 0 represents nothing. The 0, 1, 2, 3 realization cards with a few red cubes and a small corresponding cards are used. The child finds that there is no shed on the 0 card, hence no horse should be placed there. He has readily learnt that figure 1 represents one horse and 2 represents two horses. This is revised. Then the 0 card is introduced with a remark, "This is funny. How many horses do you see here?" The child says, "None." The teacher, laughing, "Ha ha ha," and pointing to figure 0, says, "That's how many that figure says. How many does that figure say?" Almost immediately, the child answers, "None." Exercises are given until the child can speedily recognize the figures by their shape without having to glance at or count the cubes. Now, can I say that my father was trained, obviously, by my grandfather, and they put him, he went in kindergarten, and on the first day they put him straight into grade 2, which I suppose that age, they wouldn't do that nowadays. So he went straight from kindergarten. So they said, I think his first exercise, everyone got to the paint easel, and everyone painted little squiggles and stuff like that, and he painted a complete map of Australia with the word Australia written underneath it. Okay, the child finds out for himself whether it is right or wrong is in recognising the digits. He compares the small figure with the corresponding one on the large card and counts the cubes. Many different exercises may be given in this number recognition. The small cards can be arranged in ascending and descending order with the correct number of cubes in each figure. This arrangement should also be used to be made without cubes. Other objects not exceeding 9 are counted by children, and the same numbers are written down. Analysis of numbers to 9. When it's considered, there are 158 number combinations are learnt in mastering the number analysis of 9. Some idea of the extent of this work is apparent. Yet, in some schools, attempts have been made to force the children to obtain automatic knowledge of all this work by merely repetition of these numbers, facts, in a parrot-like fashion. It is no wonder that, in some cases, the memory of the child is overburned and wits dulled. So you'd have to do 1 and 7 and 9. I don't know how you... The number of facts is 9. I don't know how we got to 158. Addition and subtraction. Section 20. A close inspection reveals that addition and subtraction alone of the analysis to 9, there is need to memorize only 30 of the 110 facts required. This is a tremendous saving of time and energy. Take the number 8 as an example. When the child is shown that 7 plus 1 equals 8, he can readily find that 7 plus 1 equals 8, 8 minus 1 equals 7, and 8 minus 7 equals 1. These four facts soon become associated with the child's mind, so that one fact is likely to be the key to three other facts. Mm-hmm. Oh, now this is a beautiful way. So we've got a new chart here, and he's got 8 blocks, and he can divide the blocks up in different ways. Oh, beautiful. That's beautiful. I'll have to write up my stuff. The child decides first what game he shall play. Suppose he calls the cubes ponies. He places the 8 ponies in the shed. He may enclose the whole group with fences, strips of black cardboard, and call the enclosure a yard. One pony is fenced away from the rest, leaving 7. This game may be played in another way by placing 7 red ponies and 1 white pony in a shed. The object of a number lesson is to arrive at the number fact as soon as possible. Only material which is essential for the realization of the facts should be used to extraneous materials distracts the child's attention from the essential number fact. Which, look how I say, is 100%. This is these plastic things, the My Little Ponies, that type of stuff. It's got very attractive, all the Barbie dolls and stuff like that. They've got so much intricate detail, it really distracts from the thinking. And so this is also, with molecular kits, having just a large clump of black Play-Doh for the carbon patterns. I think I much prefer playing with Play-Doh rather than the molecular kits. The object of the number lesson is to arrive at the number fact as soon as possible. Okay, overuse of language and symbolism is not advanced if it tends to obscure the fact that it's been arrived at. The procedure is somewhat as follows. How many red ponies are there? 7. How many red ponies are there? White ponies, white. How many red ponies altogether? 8. What story does this tell you? 7 plus 1 are 8. The game is altered and the cubes are called motor cars and the same fact is obtained. After 4 or 5 such games, the fact should become clear to the child. The first step deals with concrete, represents to the senses. The second application, discover the fact of objects not present to the senses but about with which the child can think. Give concrete examples such as, if there were 7 white apples in a bag and I put 1 more, how many apples? I'd have 8. How do you know? Because 7 plus 1 is 8. Then write on the blackboard the story that has been played. 7 and how many more make 8? 1. Why? Because 7 and 1 make 8. This can be written 8 minus 7 equals 1. So until the child has discovered 7 plus 1 is 8, 8 minus 1 equals 7, 1 plus 7 equals 8, and 8 minus 7 equals 1. The results seem thoroughly memorized, without delay. Subtraction and addition are taught with one operation. It is advisable to start to habituate the child with the subtraction method of complementary addition. This method is largely used in business world as it affords less scope for making errors than one working at peak period. Otherwise, this is very little difference between it and other methods. It's virtually the same process of thought, although described in a different way. For example, instead of saying 1 from 8 leaves 7, the factors describe 1 and what makes 7. So, 1 and what make 8? 7. Okay, I sort of understand that one. And here we've got a whole list of a complete analysis of the number 8 is as follows. What adds up to 8, what subtracts from 8, and what multiplies to 8. The individuality of the child in regard to the number of work can be risen by observing this method when analysing the number. For the following analysis of the combinations, what make 8 is obtained by a girl of 6 years, Dorothy P., attending the school in Sydney, who, whatever her name is. The number of realisation cards were used. 4 and 4 makes 8, 6 and 2 makes 8. The above was her first attempt at analysing 8. She had already analysed the numbers to 7. Above analysis does not include all the number combination, but all the fundamental facts are there. The arrangement of the facts reveal a natural procedure of her thinking. From observation powers, absence of any stereotype method made her analysis more valuable. There you go. So there's a whole, she came up with 8 number of facts. So you should have a hand cap. Multiplication and division are also taught with one operation. The child places 8 ponies in the shed and fences them into 1 yard. This is putting a fence across the yard. He then makes a big yard into little yards by putting fences across so that there will be 2 ponies in each yard. The story he tells is as follows. I had 8 ponies. I put 2 in each yard and made 4 yards. And again, the game is changed and the cubes become chickens as the facts remain the same. After 4 or 5 games, the child finds that if he had 8 of anything and put 2 in each yard, he would require 4 yards. He then records the number of facts in the following way. 8 divided by 2 equals 4. 2, there's a division by 8. And 2 divide into 8 makes 4. I haven't seen the C section before. That's something which is no longer visible. However, there is an area of maths that I've worked on, which is changes the shape of things. It'd be really interesting. The sum becomes the child's quick way of writing a story. It was then looked from another point of view. Multiplication can be expressed as this. Stories are told, I have 4 little yards with 2 horses in each yard, so I have 8 horses. The facts are found to be the same when the game is changed to chickens, etc. To obtain pure abstract fact, the child is told to place each 2 separately on a desk and to count how many 2s they have. He is then asked how many it makes altogether. When he counts them, he tells the story. 4 2s make 8. Oh my god, there's huge pages of here. What are 4 2s? How many 2s make 8? It helps fix the abstract fact in the child's mind. Revision should be constant, thorough, and interesting, as to remove any chance of the child accumulating number facts partially understood and not already known to him. The table opposite page contains number facts contained in the analysis numbers to 9. The first column contains the fundamental facts of the analysis. These two should ultimately be known. So, okay, this is a large page of thick number facts. I can read you 6 minus 4 is 2, 6 minus 6. I don't know why they don't have 6 minus 3, but it's not in there. I do have 6 minus 3 in different areas. I don't quite understand why they have them in different groups. The number of cubes in each group may be constructed into a long stair, affording the ideas of measured length, into rectangles and affording the ideas of surface and solid, affording the area of solidity. The 6 cubes, besides being shown as 8 cubes in a line, may be shown as 2 in rows or 4 cubes in each, or 2 layers of 2 rows in 2 cubes. There's fractions, the half. The number games that are played when a child is learning 4 simple rules are varied to include practical exercises and fraction works. From the exercises, this is where my fraction cards will do really well. And this is how higher classes will develop into fraction concept. Simple exercises as dividing of 4 chocolates amongst children illustrates the fact that the half of 4 is 2 and twice 2 are 4. Only the simplest work should be given first. When the And this is interesting. I read a book called Parklets and Lamingtons, which is much more poorly written than this. When the halves of even numbers are clearly grasped, the halves of odd numbers are also taught. One of the cubes is changed into half cubes. Once the apple or orange is cut into halves, or a square of paper is folded, it affords a clear illustration of a half. Analysis of numbers up to 9. How this is done. The quarter is taught on lines similar to those of teaching half. A group of 8 cubes is representing, say, oranges. They're divided into 4 children. From the child learns that a quarter of 8 is 2. Similarly, exercises are given to fix the idea. A quarter is then shown to be half of half, and so on. 10 groups and local value. 10 groups, the child has learnt that any number to 9 can be expressed as the numbers one digit only. He now is admitted to the mystery of finding a number system by learning how to express numbers greater than by the use of more than one digit. This is done by giving him a working knowledge of local values of digits expressed in number. This is the Hill's constructive count, as I wish you could see them. Okay. This is done by giving him working knowledge of the local values of digits expressed as number. By measurement, it's seen that 10 cubes equals 1 10 stick. If a mistake is made in counting, the error is once apparent. If none or less cubes are set in a straight line, then measured with a 10 stick, the empty space shows the inequality. 11 or more cubes reveal that there are too many. But 10 cubes, 10, but the 10 1 cubes and the 10 stick reveal an equality that may be seen and felt. The child learns that 10 1 cubes can be exchanged for a 10 stick, and that 1 10 stick can be exchanged for 1 10 1 cubes. The emphasis on the utility of a 10 group. He notices the convenience of handling the counters in a combined form. It is easy to take up 10 stick rather than 10 1 cubes. The observation is evident. Convenience paves the way for understanding the convenience of local value and notation. The teacher of a large infant class will make use of the large demonstration set to show the children how to use small 1 cubes, or 10 sticks, and small sets for realization of numbers greater than 9. The inch cube is used for the unit in this set. So I've got the teacher's set. 24. It's just amazing. Local value. In order to teach local value, the notation of the 11 is taught before the 10. 11 1 cubes are set out and counted, but there is no digit or in our number system to represent 11. 10 1 cubes are counted and checked by measurement, and the exchange for the 10 1 stick having a 1 value different from the 1 cube cannot occupy the same position. The child has shown that for the 10 stick is larger, it is placed to the left of the 1 cube. This fixes the local value. The 1 digit is placed in the 10 position to indicate the 1, to indicate 1 10 stick, and the digit 1 is placed in the 1 unit position to indicate there is 1 1 cube. Hence the 2 digits 1 1 are required to represent the number 11. To write the number 10 is taught in a similar way. 10 cubes, the unit set out, counted and checked by measurement in exchange for the 1 10 stick, but there is no 1 cubes left over. The digit 1 is replaced in the 10 position to indicate there is a 10 skit, and the unit 0 is placed there's no units, and there is 1 cube left after the exchange is made. Hence, 2 digits, 10, 1, 0, are required to represent the number 10. This process is continued the rest of the way to 19, when 20 1 cubes are taken and exchanged for 2 10 sticks, and a number is written as 20, representing 2 10 sticks and no 1 cubes left after the exchange. Thus, that mysterious performance of passing over 10 which is a stumbling block to most children, becomes merely a matter of counting, checking by measurement and exchanging. It's most important that the child should gain a clear idea of local value. The work should be constantly tested to see if the child has grasped the idea. For instance, 1 10 stick and 10 1 cubes may be set before the class. The children find how many counters there are altogether, and while the child writes the number 14 on the blackboard. This is checked by the class. On being told what the number is, the teacher asks the class, quote, have a good look at it, and says that the two numbers that make up the 14 says more. It is surprising that so many children have failed this test by pointing to the 4 instead of the 1 10, although they speak 14 as 1 and 1 10 and 4 ones. They have no real understanding what they have said. Sometimes the teacher can detect the lack of understanding by the tone of the voice of the child. So often there is a lack of conviction in the answer. This error may be avoided by emphasizing the local value. By executive games, the child is asked to bring what the 4 says, and bring 4 1 cubes, and bring for the 1 a 10 stick. Should he bring 1 cube instead of a 10 stick, the error can be demonstrated easily. On counting the cubes, he or she finds that 4 plus 1 equals 5, but the written number is 14. The question is, how can 5 be 14? Soon it makes clear to him if the child gets it wrong, the habit of thought on the question of local value. It will be found that many exercises will require to correct it. Counting by tens. The 1 cubes are grouped, exchanged, and named 1 10, 2 tens, 3 tens, so that the child can pass more easily to conventional language of 10, 20, 30, etc. He learns to count by tens, and the quickness of this method of group counting appeals very strongly to the child. The 10 sticks themselves are grouped into tens, measured and exchanged for 100 blocks, and so the work proceeds to counting by hundreds. The work of counting by tens is extended to counting by ones to 100, and then counting from the numbers between groups 10, e.g. 30 to 50. Counting by groups of 2 and 5s to 100 is also practiced. Competition in counting of any one group a child may select for himself gives excellent results, provided the child is trained to give a rough estimate of the number before proceeding to count them. The child writes down his rough estimate and proceeds to estimate the number he's counted. He then counts and measures the ones in the rows of the 10 and exchanges it for 10 sticks. If the number were 39, he will obtain 3 10 sticks and 9 1 cubes. If he counted the group 39, then his work is correct. If his rough estimate was 40, then he has made a very good guess indeed. Handicap counting tests may be arranged for the quiz child having the greatest number of cubes to count. This will give the first child the opportunity for sharing in the joy of victory in heavy print. Counting by groups of 2 and 3 and 4, etc., will enable brighter pupils to give longer handicaps and will pave the way towards a complete mastery of the multiplication tables. Here's a picture of the tables. I don't quite understand what this table is. Okay. Page 38, question 37. So here's a table here. In extending the work to include any number up to 99, rapid exercises to work first with counter, later without them, may be made somewhat as follows, counting horizontally. Table. When he means tables. By handling counters and comparing different quantities, the child learns to realize number. But the ultimate aim is to train the child to be quick and accurate in dealing with numbers generally. His practical work causes him, I'd say, or her, it's really interesting to see these big blocks of tables. To notice certain number relations, he has A, combined groups to find totals, B, separate groups to find differences, C, combined equal groups to find products. D divided groups into equal parts to find divisions. But this has first been more or less chance observational work. In order to obtain facility, number works is necessary for the child to systematize and master, this is a heavy print, at least the number facts necessary for working rapidly and accurately problems for four simple rules. Exercises with zero will be found to appeal strongly to the child's sense of humour. These are important factors of accurate working numbers. I'm like, zero, what a joke, what a laugh. 28. Addition and subtraction tables may be compiled together. In arranging zero groups, the child pretending that he is placing some cubes on the desk places nothing. He finds that nothing added to nothing gives nothing. He records this with small digit signs cards, 0 plus 0 equals 0. He finds that nothing from nothing leaves nothing, hence 0 minus 0 equals 0. One cube is then placed on the desk and nothing, 0 plus nothing equals 1, etc. Addition of 5, 6 and 7 may be shown as follows. Okay. It's showing that 6 plus 7 equals 13. That's a beautiful way of showing. The fact that 0 minus 0 equals 0 was discovered by child Norma S, aged 6 years, while doing free work in transition class. Yeah, this is 1991. This is lots of women, girls are involved. She used 0 realization card when she asked how she found the fact. She replied, she played dollies, as she had none in the cot and took none away, there were none left. At each lesson, after the teacher has checked the child's records with the cards and the child has corrected by discovery an error he may have made, the results are entered in the child in a suitably prepared child's table book. A child's table book. So that's quite amazing. This is quite advanced for 1920. Thus, the child will have his own work discovered, recorded, and systematically arranged by himself. Any number facts worked out and recorded by each child, but not readily recalled by him, may, each time an error is occurred in his work, with such a number fact, be marked or repeated for working in revision. This will obviate the tedious humdrum of revision of any work already mastered by each child, and maintain interest in the unsolved problems conveys its challenge to the understanding. After processes are understood, that's quite a good idea. After these processes are understood, they should become habituated with well-graded exercises rapidly performed. Addition and subtractions within 10 spaces are made at first with and without the counters as. So you could apply handicap is one thing. I've got to remember a few of the tips here. But this is their own fact book that they write for revision. So there's the Harvard method. Was it the Cornell method of revision, but this is another revision method, which is really good. I'm not obviously going to read you the whole analysis of numbers 10 to 20, but the multiplication and division tables are compiled together in a similar way, the addition and subtraction group. In addition, with no cubes, the child learns that nothing taken any number of times makes nothing. He finds that any number taken away once will make the same number. And twice, in twice and other, times tables, he finds the cubes will have to be rearranged after making, being counted in order to check his work. When any product involving more than one digit is obtained, the cubes are counted and measured and exchanged for 10 sticks. Thus, 3 times 4 cubes makes 12. This may be arranged in regular shape with 3 rows and 4 cubes in each row. This may also be shown as 4 rows of 3 in each. They are then arranged in rows of 10 cubes which are being exchanged to make 1 10-stick. 10 stick and 2 1 cubes. Another example is to find 6 times 8 is solved by setting out 6 rows of 8 cubes each, 6 rows of 6 each. These are rearranged and exchanged. The quantity gives 4 10 6 and 8 1 cubes, i.e. 48. All products in the multiplication tables may be similarly discovered and checked. Division is shown step by step as taken by multiplication work by dividing each completed group when multiplied. To divide 48 by 6, set out 4 rows of 10 cubes each and 8 cubes as well. 48 cubes. The cubes are replaced by 6 rows and completed will make rows of 8 in each row. So 48 divided by 6 equals 8. Again, 48 cubes can be set out in 8 rows of 6 cubes. Other exercises based on the 4 simple rules facilitate this work with higher grades. These are given in the form of a problem involving the process of 8 times 7 plus 3, which is illustrated by 8 rows of 7 with 3 more cubes added, and 71 divided by 8 will illustrate by 8 rows of 8 cubes and 7 cubes remaining over. This work is continued without counters until the process becomes habituated. Now, one has to remember that he had, you know, starting from scratch in Australia, no computers, no internet, people working around, and I think we have a facility of things, but it's the simplicity of it. I really think there's some ideas I do have which are worthwhile. Problems 30. Problems in 4 simple rules. It rather appeals to Charles' dramatic instinct to imagine himself as a shepherd droving numbers of sheep, as a rancher rounding up cattle, or an orchard is planting out his trees. Charles simply arranges the counters to suit the varying phases of the problem before him. To solve problems by means of counters is then not so much a matter of teaching as a matter of common sense on the part of the child performing the operation. In the digit games, so that's an interesting thing, I have make them a problem. In the digit games with cards and cubes, the child has become familiar with the principle of 4 simple rules when analysing numbers. So that really interests me in terms of the physics text, you know, making a problem that you need to solve to have it. And so really, I think the nature of the character is that the person can inhabit what would you have to do to solve this. And open-ended problems. An addition problem. 31 addition problems. Okay. Quote, in one tram there are 27 people and another 16. How many are there in the two trams? Solution. Set up 2 10 sticks and 7 ones cubes to represent 27 people and 1 10 stick and 6 to represent 16. Add the 6 and 7 making 13 in all. The 10s are exchanged to make 10 sticks leaving 3 ones. The 10 sticks are carried to the 10 position, thus making 1 10 stick and 1 10 stick and 2 10 sticks or 4 10 sticks together. Hence, the total of 10 sticks and 3 1 cubes represents a setting 43 people. Subtraction problems. There are 63 children in the class and 37 are boys. How many girls are in the class? Solution. There are 4 methods. It's amazing. 63 people in class. It gives you an idea of how many people are in one of these classes back in the 1920s. Solution. There are 4 methods of illustrating this concretely. Although the method of decomposition is more easily illustrated concretely, the more rapid, secure method of complementary addition should be adopted as soon as the child can grasp the principle of it. Before commencing a concrete illustration, count out 10 1 cubes that have already should be required to exchange for 1 10 stick for 1 cube. The method of decomposition. There's different methods. No, I'm just... No. Set out 6 10 sticks and 3 1 cubes representing 62 children. It's not possible to make 7 1 cubes from the 3. So one of the 10 sticks is exchanged for 10 1 cubes, making it 13 in all. The 7 1 cubes are taken from the 13, leaving 6. and the 3 10-6 are taken from the 5 remaining, leaving 2 10-6. The total remainder is 2 10-6 and 6 1 cube, representing 26 wheel, the metal of equal addition. Set out 6 10-6 and 3 1 cubes represent 63 children. Instead of taking a 10-stick and exchanging it for 10 1 cubes, the exchange is delayed. The 10 1 cubes added in exchange of these 10 sticks will be returned later. The number of 1 cubes is 13. At 7 leaving 6, then 3 10 sticks together and with the 10 stick will be returned and taken from the 6 10 sticks, leaving 2 10 sticks. So the remainder of 2 10 sticks and 6 1 cubes representing 26 girls. The 10 sticks has returned in exchange for 10 1 cubes. Again, what we have now is you find your own methodology. You don't learn different ways. The method of complementary addition. The 6 10 sticks and 3 1 cubes are set out as above. It is obvious that the 7 of any of the other number cannot make 3. So 10 1 cubes are added, for which 10 sticks will return later. This makes 13 1 cubes in a group. When 7 of these are counted, it is found that 6 more are required to make 13. 6 1 cubes are placed aside, and 3 10 sticks together with 1 10 sticks will be returned are counted. It is found that 2 more 10 sticks are required to make the 6 10 sticks. So the 2 10 sticks are replaced with a 6 1 cube representing 26 girls. Then 1 10 stick is returned in exchange for 10 cube ones. That's my head in. A fourth method of commencing with tens is something to be used by speedy mental subtraction of the number of 2 or 3 digits. At a glance, 7 units reveals that 7 cannot be taken for 3. So its complement is made by with tens. 4 10 sticks instead of 3 are taken from the group of 6, leaving 2 10 sticks and 3 3 10 sticks are placed aside. The other 10 stick is exchanged for 10 1 cubes, making 13 in all. Then 7 are taken and placed in 3 10 sticks, making a total of 37 altogether. This leaves 2 10 sticks and 6 1 cubes, representing 26 girls. So I think we have a different approach nowadays of just letting you find your own facts. So rather than looking at the individual strategies, we just say, how do you do it? And you work out your own strategies. 33, multiplication problems. My godfather, we're going to have to go through this. So I'm just having a read. I'll put this off now as the next reading, and I'll just slowly get through this. We're at page 52, and just to give you an idea, there's a page halfway through the book. No, we're a third of the way through the book. So it is impossible way, but it is amazing that people didn't have internet. They couldn't go on online or anything. So this would be a guide for people. Various things are revealed, like the size of class, 63 students. And this is the idea of a teacher set and small sets that people are given out. This is a really important thing to understand, and you wouldn't get this insight unless you actually read through it. So next time I'll start on number 33, the multiplication problem. It's probably not good podcast listening to. It's more just do your head in. It's doing my head in to actually see how it's done. Nowadays we do computer animation, but I don't know whether the animation adds all that much. Thanks a lot for listening. Another podcast. podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. How you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.